Christ grant me grace to let you wash my feet.
The washing of the disciples' feet by their master, described only in John's Gospel, chapter 13, is mentioned in several hymns, sometimes very effectively and memorably, but I realise that only rarely, if at all, is the event set in its context of the teaching which comes with it in the following conversation. So here was a gap I have tried to fill. In my adult lifetime, the foot washing has come to be a regular and even expected liturgical action at services held on Maundy Thursday in Holy Week. This can produce a varied reception and understanding, but I hope that here too the action is duly explained by the authentic words, which, unlike the Lord's Supper, do not depend on a literal reenactment. Love, forgiveness, and the act of sending seem more vital than an actual towel and bowl of water brought to church for the occasion.
Christ, grant me grace to let you wash my feet. And washed, to let them stand or walk or run, as over mountain, desert, city street, they bring good news, unlikely victory won.
Christ, grant me grace to wash another's feet, and count it cause for neither shame nor boast, nor think some merit makes my work complete, since those forgiven most will love the most.
Christ, grant me grace to follow and believe in you, who loved me to the bitter end. Learn to receive you, as I shall receive those you have sent, and those you will yet send.
Christ, grant me grace to live, obey, and love. Sent to your world, commanded by your word. Content if you direct my every move. Your name be known, your kingly voice be heard.
John Crothers composed Curve and Cove specially for this text. Another option is the well-known Ellers by Vaughan Williams.